Jesus said to his disciples, I still have many things to say to you, but they would be too much for you now. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you to the complete truth, since he will not be speaking as from himself, but will say only what he has learnt. And he will tell you of the things to come. He will glorify me, since all he tells you will be taken from what is mine. Everything the Father has is mine. That is why I said, all he tells you will be taken from what is mine. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I hope you will spare a compassionate thought for me this morning, because I am faced with an impossible task. I have to preach to you about a mystery that nobody can understand. St. Patrick had a stab at it with the shamrock, and it is an amazing fact that at the very heart of our Christian faith, the very root of our Christian faith, is something that we can't get our minds around, something that we just can't understand, that while there is only one God, he is three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That, I think, in itself is worth thinking about. The fact that we can't understand this central teaching of our Christianity. It is, when you consider it, it is to be expected. How could we expect to be able to understand the infinite God? How could we, limited creatures, expect to get our minds around the unlimited being who is God, the infinite being who is God? St. Paul says, who has known the mind of the Lord? And he really meant that, because he knew that nobody can possibly know the mind of the Lord. When we understand something, we become masters of it. If we were to understand God completely, then in a sense we would master him. And how could we possibly expect to master God? I told you before the story of when I was a boy of 8 or 9. We had a rather fine wall clock in the sitting room, and it fascinated me. It was a mystery to me how it kept going and telling the time and ticking away and chiming. So one day when my mother's back was turned, she'd gone shopping, I took it off the wall and explored it, and it never went again. But it set in me a fascination for old clocks, and it became a hobby. And now a clock is no longer a mystery to me. I've mastered it. I understand exactly how they work. I'm in charge. It's not a mystery anymore. The Welsh people talk about mastering Welsh rather than learning Welsh, mastering it, knowing it so well that you're in charge of it, you're the boss of it. And so how could we possibly expect to understand God fully? We couldn't. He is God, the infinite, infinite being. Also, I think it's worth considering the fact that at the heart of our faith is this doctrine that we can't understand. And it seems to me that that in itself is a proof that Christianity is not a man-made religion. What man in his right mind would put at the very heart of his system something that nobody could understand? You just wouldn't do it. But there at the very heart of Christianity is something that nobody can fathom. And that's because it is the truth of God's inner life. And we only know about it because God has revealed it to us. He's told us that he is the one true God, but that he is also the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And he took his time in teaching us that. He wanted it to get well and truly into our heads. He took 2,000 years to convince the Jews that he was the only God. There was no other God beside him. And that he was a caring God and a loving God and indeed a Father God. And the Jews have this great revelation that God is a caring, loving Father, knowing and loving each one of us individually. But once they've got that straight in their heads, Jesus Christ appeared. And it became fairly obvious from what he said and what he did, and especially by his resurrection, that he was God too. But they knew that there was only one God. But now there was Father and there was Son. And when our Lord had finished his teaching, finished his work, saved us by his death, risen into glory, the first thing he does is to send the Holy Spirit on the church. And it becomes instantly obvious that that Spirit is God's Spirit, that that Spirit is God himself. And now you have three: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And yet the utter conviction that there is only one God. And that is the order in which we make the sign of the cross, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, because God revealed the three persons in that order. But when it comes to ourselves and the contact that we have with God, the order is reversed. Our first contact with God is the Spirit, the outpouring of the Spirit upon us at baptism. And that Spirit of baptism, that Holy Spirit that is given to us, makes us Christians. In other words, it makes us one with Christ. It unites us to the Son of God and makes us sons and daughters of the Father, sons and daughters in the Son, in Jesus Christ. And so in Christ and with Christ and through Christ, we go to the Father. He leads us. He is our Saviour. He takes us with him into the glory of the Father. This is our final destiny. And so as far as we are concerned, as far as God has touched us and changed us and saved us, the order is reversed. It is Spirit, it is Son, it is Father. And so this great, great mystery of God Who can understand the mind of the Lord? Nobody. And that's why we shouldn't question God. He knows what he's doing in our lives. He knows exactly what he's up to. And his purposes will be fulfilled. And therefore we should have great confidence in this God who has revealed his love for us and has revealed to us this wonderful inner mystery of his divine life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.